में नमस्ते सार सदिदेवे गौरवादि प्रसादिने निर्विशेषादिने श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीयाद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गातरोति वाचालं मंगलं गायते गिरियत्ति पादमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं श्रीगुरुं जनसान्नम् हरे कृष्ण Jagannath. I think we have the experts here at Jagannath Leela by Vajranani Vas Prabhu and Gajani Prabhu. So I'll try not to overlap what they can tell you, but just wanted to get an introduction. And this is a place not different from Jagannath Puri and Navadvip Dham. Navadvip Dham. Who's here from the Bhakti Shastri? Go to Bhakti Vaibha. Welcome. This place is not different from Lord Jagannath Dham in Orissa. In fact, on the original temple of Jagannath, I don't know if you can see. You see a red building over there. Beyond that, there's a small temple, which now is used, I think, to store the Navy's clothing. And that's where originally Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra were. When the deities were shifted to this new temple, then the Orissan newscasters came because in the ancient archives of Orissa, at one time Lord Jagannath actually did come here, the original Jagannath from Orissa, because there was an asura called Rakta Bahu, who, which means bloody arms. He liked to drink the blood of Brahmins, like vegetarian blood. He was very particular. I don't know if he's very particular, but he liked Brahmins a lot. So the Brahmins didn't think it was very safe for them to stay in Jagannath Puri, so they couldn't leave without Jagannath. So they brought Jagannath here by boat up in the Ganges, and he stayed here some time. And that's gazetted or recorded in the ancient history. And then was when Indradumna Maharaj came and killed the demon, and they brought Jagannath back to Puri. So you're in a very significant place. Did they show you the Balaram place? The Balaram Tirtha? You came by boat, right? They didn't mention. I specifically told. When you get off the boats and you walk up on the road, on the left side is the place where, as far as we can understand, Balaram fought with Maya Asura. We were trying to find where, because there's no, you know, I mean, it's 5,000 years ago where he had a fight. But because we thought, we asked some old Muslim farmer who was like 90 years old, since then he passed away, and he said, "Oh, I know, there's one Maya Mari Mat. There's one field where it's called Maya Mari. We don't know why it's called that, but it's been called by my forefathers and their forefathers' forefathers and their forefathers and their forefathers. Since time immemorial." And so Maya Mari is where Maya was killed. And it's in that area that happened, and by the side of the Jalangi. So we take it that must be the field. Because every field here has a name. The farmers have names. They're called Bansa Mari because somebody had a bamboo house there. They have all these ancient names handed down from prehistoric times. So this Mayamara mat that's on the left side when you get off the boat, and it's a little bit indented. There's all rice paddies there now. And so it says that during the Kurukshetra war, Balaram didn't stay in Kurukshetra. He came out because he had trained up Duryodhan to fight Kalpa. But Duryodhan was a very nasty guy, and so the fight came out. So he knew he was going to get destroyed. He didn't want to be there and watch it. So then he visited holy places, and on his way he came here. And the brahmanas asked him to please save them, because there was this demon, Mayasura, destroying. He also would kill brahmanas and disturb their sacrifices. And demons tend to be very disturbing elements, it seems. And so since he was doing the lila as a kshatriya, then he fought with the demon and had a huge back and forth fight. And then so much blood came from the demon, made like a little indentation, like a lake. So that pastime also happened nearby here. And this island is called as Simanta Dweep, which is the first island. And it's the island of Giri. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Swaranam, Bandhanam, like that. So this is the Shravanam island. And somehow Jagannath is here on this island, which is also the Simanta. It has been named because one day Shiva and Kailash was chanting Gauranga's names, and he was getting very ecstatic. So he was chanting and dancing in ecstasy. Gauranga!
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 So Parvati was amazed. Why is my husband chanting so ecstatically like this? And later she asked him, why is it, what is this mantra you're chanting?
Gauranga!
You don't know, this is the golden form of the Lord who appears in Navadvip Dham, and there he is engaged in giving out freely love of Godhead to everyone. So can I also give love for Godhead? Why not? I mean, he gives to everyone. So then, she decided to come here. She came in this island and she started to worship Gauranga.
Gauranga!
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 Gauranga! So Parvati is chanting Gauranga's holy name, so Lord Chaitanya appeared before her. And she bowed down and paid her obeisances. She was overwhelmed with ecstasy to see the golden form of the Lord. As you see in Mayapur Panchatattva, is very tall. His arms are long to go enough to reach down to his knees. A very broad chest, narrow waist, thighs like a banana trees, lotus eyes going down almost to his ears, big garlands that touch his lotus feet. So like that, he was so beautiful, so handsome. And Parvati, she was praying to him. She asked, what do you want, my dear energy? He said, I heard you are giving out freely love for Godhead. You see, I am deprived. The devotees don't want to associate with me. They call me the witch Maya. I'm not getting any association. So I want to get your mercy that I can also have love for Godhead. You are the most merciful. So then, Lord Gauranga said, Tadastaha, okay, I'm going to give it to you. And here you can realize that you're actually not different from Radharani, you're an extension of Radharani. Because all the energies are coming from Radha, so she's also expanded from Radha. So there she can realize they're not different from Radharani. And she got filled with love of Krishna. So in this island, even Maya is in the ecstasy of Radharani. Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
So she stays here in this mood in Radha's garden. And somehow our Jagannath Baladevi and Subhadra are here. So these deities, they came miraculously manifested here after the original Jagannath went by back thousands of years ago. Then during the time of Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago, there was a Brahmin called Jagadish Gangopadhyaya, and he was blind, my son, unknown cause, and he was blind, and he was always asking the devotees to take him down to Jagannath Puri, because he was a great devotee of Jagannath. He wanted to also be in association with Chaitanya, but in those days the devotees were walking to Jagannath Puri and going by crossing boats and rivers, and so to take a blind person all the way was a real selfless service. You had to practically hold his hand the whole way and 500 kilometer walk. So somehow the people he asked said yes, yeah, because he wouldn't let you say no, you had to say yes, but then they didn't take him. When he realized that the Gauranga devotees had gone, the Gaudiya devotees had gone to Jagannath Puri, and again they hadn't taken him, he was feeling so frustrated and sad. He was crying. That night Jagannath came in a dream and told him that when you bathe in the Ganges tomorrow, you'll find a big log. You have it taken out, and there's a particular carpenter who will make this log into Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra Devi's. What's the name of that carpenter? I don't know. Do we ever know his name? You don't know. I didn't think so, but just in case. So when he went to the Ganges and he took his bath, and then his body touched a log touched his body, and then he got the villagers to help him bring out this gigantic log. He had it taken over to this carpenter, and he told the carpenter that we had to make Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi. And the carpenter said no, because he was a leper. He said, "My, look at that, I'm infected, I got another infection and pus, and how can I make a holy deity? I'll go to hell." My pus goes on to the deity. So it was a big, because the Lord had told him a dream that he had to make. So then he said, "Well, look at, the Lord told me you have to do it. I take all the responsibility." I probably saying, if there's any aparad, it's mine. I take it. I'm taking that risk. But you want to take the risk to disobey the Lord's order and not carry out His will? Okay, I'll do it. So then, with great difficulty, because his fingers were disintegrating because of the leprosy, with great difficulty he was carving the deities. Maybe that's why the deities are not so angular as in Jagannath Puri. A little simple. But it's also one of the bona fide forms of the Lord Jagannath. And finally, when the deities were completed, the leper got cured and all his fingers, everything remanifested. And then when they bade the deities for the Mahabhishek, the blind Brahmin who got his eyesight, so it was all some kind of miraculous pastime of the Lord, of Lord Jagannath, Baladeva and Subhadra, to appear. And they told their servants that they don't want, because this is a Vrindavan. They don't need a Rathyatra here because they're already in Vrindavan. They just need a Snan Yatra. So the biggest festival here is Snan Yatra. Over there you can see the baby, the platform where they're bathed. And over there in that field, and the steps, you know, to keep the dogs up. So these deities were really beautifully worshipped by Jagadish, and for more than a hundred years they were very nicely worshipped by his family, but then over time they started to reduce the pujas. Probably you heard about this in Iskcon temples already, start to cut down the arts. So they started to cut down so that they're finally doing like just one puja a day. And then one puja a week. And then one puja every Ekadasi. That's twice a month. Then finally one puja every full moon day. Like today it's a full moon day. And then they reduced it to one puja every year. And the Snan Yatra day. And then one year, they forgot to do the Snan Yatra. And somehow, this was a very big village known as Rajapur, the king's village, the king of the universe, lord of the universe. And there was a plague. And everyone in the village was wiped out. When we came here, there was only one resident. He was not born yet. And for, we don't know how many, maybe 100 years or more, the deity was neglected, everyone was dead, the village was empty. And around 80 years ago or something, 80, 100 years, I don't know exactly, because I've been telling this story for 25 years now. So. But there was another... Then Patik Chattopadhyaya, or short Patik Chatterjee, the British pronunciation. He was a Brahmin and he had a dream that Jagannath was in some kind of anthill, a white ant, known as termites. And Jagannath is made out of what? Wood. And what do termites eat? So then this Chatterjee came and took the villagers and they broke open the termite hill and found inside Jagannath, Baladeva and Subhadra. But they weren't eaten. So then he had them established, had the village donated money, built that first temple. And then he was getting really old after, you know, we all get old after time. And so then he was praying to Jagannath, who's going to take care of you, because he wasn't able to, you know, obviously he's going to leave his body with 80 plus, and so his children weren't so religious, they didn't know who's going to take care of him. So he prayed to the deity, and the Jagannath Baladeva came in his dream and said that they wanted to be worshipped by his son. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki. Not too many devis are knocking on your door. These are 500-year-old, practically like self-manifested devis. Came to give the mercy to this devotee. So then he approached me as a local co-director if I wanted to take the devi's responsibility. So what a great honor, 500-year-old devi's worship from the time of Lord Chaitanya, worship by great devotees. So it was a great honor, and we agreed. But he had on the land, which was the devi land, there were something like 20 owners. So everybody, somebody owned 5%, somebody owned 10%, somebody owned 1%. There's like four brothers, and they each had so many kids and daughters, and then they got handed down over a few generations, so it was a big effort to get everybody to sign. I was down to the last few percent. And the pujari asked him when he can start worshipping. I said, well, we're almost finished. Let's finish registering all the men. I mean, maybe I'm like too bureaucratic. So I suggested we just finish the registration and we'll do a big utsav and start to worship. Once we start, we should never stop. So then, 3 days later, the pujari came back to me and he was crying. So what happened? He said, last night in my dream, I went to open up the temple of Jagannath to offer prasada. And Jagannath Baladev Subhadra were gone. They're gone. And then I said, well, what happened? So I looked everywhere for them. Then I saw them walking across the field. And they looked back and said, you haven't fed us for 3 days. We're hungry. We're going to take Boga with Radha Madhava. Said, actually, I had started worshipping them. I brought the Radha Madhava Boga and the tiffin carrier and was offering. But I was afraid to tell you if you told me not to start. But I told you once we started, we don't stop. If you would have told me, I would have said, let's go for it. But anyway, so I stopped. I'm afraid I'm going to get the sauce. Why did I start without permission? And then this thing happened. So then I said, okay, we gotta start again quick. Jagannath's hungry. And I mean, since that time we were worshipping. I'm gonna hand over now to the head pujaris because they have all the more pastime. One other pastime that I personally connected with. I'm still waiting for some dreams and things, but I'm too. But I've done the blessings yet. One thing happened, all the managers come and approach me about Jagannath. Another manager, Ved Pujari actually, came to me and said, you see, we have there, somewhere there's a Govardhan Shila. So that sannyasi came and gave his Govardhan Shila. And then the Pujari came to me and said that the night before the deities, after some days, they come to him. And they said that ever since you put that shell Govardhan Shila, he's a mountain. He eats all our prasada. He eats all the boga. We're getting really hungry. And he doesn't even wait till the bell just starts ringing. He eats it all. There's nothing left for him. So what can we, we gotta do something so we get our boga, our prasada. We eat boga, we eat prasada. So then, I had to deal with this management problem. But kind of thing, if you don't find it, the temple president gets it. So I suggested to them that they offer separate plates. One plate for Govardhan and one plate for Jagannath. So that Govardhan can have his own plate, not disturb their plate. So since they've done that, I think, are they still doing that here? So far, the deities haven't made any more complaints. These deities are very active. They're very much reciprocal with their devotees. If you commit an offense, We don't talk about that. But you're going to hear about different, even villagers have their relations with these. With these deities, night guards, pujaris. They are very merciful. So you're here, please make a prayer for your advancement in Krishna consciousness, because they're very merciful. Hare Krishna.